Greetings, friends. The shiur should be a special schus for Moshe Yehuda ben Peshedina, the bracha v'hatzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yadav, for Rabbi Yitzchak ben Esther, Yosef Ezra ben Esther, Lili Nishmas, Rabbi ben Yaakov Shachna, Yaakov Shlomo ben Rudolf Ber, Yor ben Pinchas Halevi. And the schus refuas, Rav Moshe ben Reizel. The Gemara in Meseches Bechoros, Mem Hei Amit Beis, in the Mishnah says as follows: V'hanosnei nashim be'aveira pasul ad shidirena hana. And a kohen who marries a woman by a transgression, for example a divorcee, or a woman who underwent chalitza, is disqualified from performing the Beis HaMikdash service until he vows not to benefit from her. And this vow ensures that he will divorce her properly. Rashi, Vanosei Nashim Bavera Grusha V'Chalutza. Talking about a woman who's divorced, a woman who had Chalitza. V'Hametami L'Meisim Pasul Ad Shekabelo Shelo Matayya Metami L'Meisim. Somebody's Pasul becomes Pasul L'Meisim is Pasul until, for Kahuna, to do the Avoda, until he's Mekabel upon himself not to be Metami L'Meisim. So, now the Gemara explains Mem Heamet Beis. The Mishnah teaches that a kohen who marries a woman by a transgression is disqualified from performing this service in the Beis HaMikdash until he vows not to derive benefit from her. Tana, no devov d'arayor garesh. It was taught in a brisa if the kohen was performing a sacrificial rite, and it was discovered that he married a woman who was forbidden to him, he does not stop performing the rite. Rather, he vows not to derive benefit from her, and then he continues to perform the rite. Once he finished, he descends from the altar, and he divorces his wife. The Gemara asks, how can it be permitted to perform this Beis HaMikdash service before actually divorcing his wife? Let's be concerned that perhaps he will go before a sage who will dissolve his vow. The Gemara answers, this Tana holds, Kasavra Tzarech Lefare Des HaNeder. He has to be mefaret the neder. He has to specify the vow. Rashi, no derva oved afal pishadain lo girish. Mutter lavod, mishenadar, shelote hana mimeno, vehu mimena. So this person has to, even though he didn't divorce his wife yet, nevertheless, he's allowed to do the avoda, mishanada, from the time that he takes the vow that she is not going to get benefit from him, and he is not going to get benefit from her. And on that, the Gemara asks, "V'leichush, maybe after he works, he's going to go to a chacham. The chacham is going to be matir his neder." What neder? The neder that he made not to get hana. And he's not going to end up divorcing her. And if he doesn't end up divorcing her, that'll be terrible. Because then defeated our purpose. He ended up doing the avoda and he didn't end up divorcing her. And it's the Gemara, Kasavar, Tzarech Lefarit, this neder. The Tana holds that the neder has to be Mefarit, the neder has to specify the vow in front of the Chacham. And if the he tells him what the vow was, the Chacham's not going to be matir the neder for him. So we have no such concern. Then the Gemara says, Vaiter, Hanich l'mandam r'tzarech l'faridus ha-neder. So this only works well according to the mandam, they have to specify the neder. L'mandam r'tzarech l'faridus ha-neder, Michael, remember, what about according to the mandam, you don't have to be fired the neder? What's the neder going to help? It could be matirit. And so the Gemara, the Madrina Leber Rabim, we make him take the neder Barabim, Rabim, neder Shu the Barabim has no hatara. Frak the Gemara, Anichal Man Deomer, neder Shu the Barabim, law for Alaman Deomer, Yesh law for Amaikal, and it's only good according to Man Deomer, neder Shu for Rabim, Shu the Barabim has no hatara, hafara. But according to the Man Deomer, that it has hafara, then what are you going to say? What can we do to prevent him from being matir the neder? According to the Man Deomer, that neder should have brought him yesh lo hafara, has hafara. And just the Gemara, the Madrinan, le'adas rabim. That were madir him, not birabim, not in public, but al das rabim, based on the consent of the public, making the type of vow that can't be dissolved without their consent. Because Amar Meimar Hilchasa Afilu Mandar Meneder Shibarabim Ein Lof Yesh Lofara Adasa Ein Lof. And according to the Mandar, the Neder that was made Barabim has Hafara, but Neder that was new where that was made Al Das Rabim has no Hafara, has no nullification, no option of nullification. Now the Gemara proves Kiyahu Mikud to Mikri Dardiki. There was a Malamik Yinoikis Adri Rabacha Rabacha was made to him Al Das Rabim. That he shouldn't go back and teach the Kapasha Biyanuke, that he was not a good teacher, he was negligent with regard to the children. Bahadur Ravina was mafzir him to teach. Aide Shehitilos Nidro. First he was maidir him not to teach, and then he brought him back. Why? The Lashkech Davadai Kavase, because he didn't find anybody who was as good as him, who was Medaik as him. It's mucha from this that even another al das rabim, he could be matir the tzarech mitzvah. So here he was matir on the al das rabim that he shouldn't go back and teach. And even though he was matir on al das rabim, but the tzarech mitzvah, he was able to bring him back. Oh, I skipped the line. V'hani mili dvar rishus about dvar mitzvah yesh lafar. So beforehand it says that that's only dvar rishus. Dvar rishus has no hafar al das rabim, but the dvar mitzvah there is hafar al das rabim. And then we bring the raya from this mekri dardiki, from this melamed, that it was hudar al das rabim, and even though it was hudar al das rabim, nevertheless he brought him back l'tzarech l'dvar mitzvah. So the dvar mitzvah yesh lo hafara even if the neder is al das rabim. Ad kan midivrei hagemara. Let's see the rashis. Rashi says Tzarech lefarit habal lahatir nidro. Tzarech shiyafarit al man nadar. Somebody's coming to be matir his neder, he has to be mefarit what the neder was on. V'chishama achocham demishum dasula adasula neder lo shari nidre. And when the chacham hears that the reason this person, this man, made the neder was because this woman is usher to him, he's not going to be matir the neder, so we have no concern. So neder that was hudar barabim, there's a machlokas. When someone's motzi his wife because of a neder, in hasholech get, there's a machlokas there. Whether it has hafar or doesn't have hafar. V'hani mili den lo hafar le neder shud al das rabim. When do we say the neder shud al das rabim ain lo hafar? That's only l'dvar rishus. But l'dvar mitzvah, you're allowed to be matir. That's only, Rashi says, a neder that was hudar al das rabim. But if it was a neder that wasn't hudar al das rabim, that better if it was. But there's another. But that's only if it's the dvar rishus. But it's dvar mitzvah, you're allowed to be madir, even a neder shul al das rabim, because Rav Acha was madir a malamed Shalai Lamed Otinokos, that he shouldn't teach anymore. Pasha Binuke, what did he used to do? Malkos and Umesim. He would give them Malkos and they would die. Okay, so Adkan, our Sugya. And now we go to the parallel Sugya in Mesechet Gitna, Lamed He, Amud, Beis. Says there in the Gemara, Tina, I don't know, Shema Vera Pasalachi Yodorana. We're in the Mishnah. A Kohen who marries a woman in sin is disqualified from performing the avod in the Beis HaMikdash until he vows not to benefit from his forbidden wives, until he divorces them. Tani Allah, no deva oved, he already magarish, he vows not to benefit from his forbidden wife, and performs the Beis HaMikdash avoda, and then descends from the place of the avoda, and then he divorces her. V'i amris, and if you're going to say, like Rav Nachman said, that Enotach lefaris neder, you don't have to be a fire to your neder. Let's be concerned that it'll go to a sage who will annul the vow from their fire, and thereby avoid divorcing his wife. So what's it going to help to make this neder? And says the Gemara, the Madrina Leber Rabbim, Rabbi Nachman will explain that we make the Kohen vow in public, so that a chacham cannot be matir the neder. Hanichal mandar neder should the Rabbim main law far. This answer fits up well according to the one who says that a vow that is made in public is not subject to annulment. Elamandar miyesh law far Michael Amaymer, but according to the one who says that it is subject to annulment, what is there to say? The Kohen can have his vow annulled, even if he makes it publicly. It's not going to help to make it publicly, because he can annul it anyway. And says the Gemara, the Madrina Le'al Das Rabbim. According to that opinion, we make the Kohen vow on public consensus. Al Das Rabbim. Even according to the one who says that a vow that is made in public is subject to annulment, al das rabim, but a vow that's made on public consensus is not subject to annulment. That's only dvar rishus about dvar mitzvah yesh lafara, but dvar mitzvah you're allowed to do hafara for if it was al das rabim. There's a certain teacher, al das rabim, made a vow on public consensus not to teach children anymore. Dabba Pasha Binuke used to mistreat to retreat the children. Vaadre Ravina Dai Kavase. But Ravina null the vow and reinstated him as a school teacher. Why? Because he didn't find anybody who was as precise as he. Adkan Midivra Gamara Rashi. Sounds exactly the same as the Gemara in Bukhoras, right? This is a Gitin Lamed Hey Amid Bez Lamed Vav Amid Aleph. If somebody asks a chacham, if somebody wants to do sheilan in neder, he has to be mefard, he has to specify how he made this neder. What does it mean? If a kohen marries women who are psulos lekohuna, he's pasal avoda. So this is a mishnah in Bukharos that the kohen marries women who are psulos lekohuna is pasal avoda until he makes a neder lahana. That what's the neder lana? He's not going to get enough from her until he divorces her. And there's a mishnah b'charos. No, there Rashi says, what's another hana? Avoved, what's oved? Avoda, avav pishadain lo girsh. He can still do the avod even though he hasn't divorced her yet. Yorid min avoda lachar shesiyim. He goes down from the avoda after he finishes. Umegarsha al das rabim kachi omru lo. This is what they say to Marein umadir notcha al datenu. We are major you al datenu. Al datenu al das rabim. We're madir you with our consensus. Hani mili dein lafar. When does it not have a far al das rabim l'dvarishus sheinichem lafar rasul tzarech dvar mitzvah? We don't need a zafara for a dvar mitzvah. So that's only l'dvarishus. But if you need it for a dvar mitzvah, then you are mefer. The adre, what's the adre? The lama lama to otinokos that he made a neder that for this guy al das rabim that he shouldn't teach kids anymore. So if pash binuke, what is pash binuke? Choften yoser midai. He would hit them too much. He would hit them too much. That's what it means, Pasha Binuke. Okay, Adkan, we learned the two sugyas, we learned the Mishnah, Gemara, Rashi. Very nice. So we have a Kashi here. Open stira in Rashi. An open stira in Rashi. Rashi in Bukhara says, you know how he was poshea? He would hit them so hard, they would die. It's mamish cruel. And in the Warren Gittin, he would hit them too much, but not that they did nothing about dying. Just choftan yoser midai. So that's a stira. So, in order to answer this stira, we're going to bring many, many other kashas. Then we're going to get a mahalach in the sugi. And this house makabo from Mori Barabi, Harava Gon, Rabbi Yaakov Dov, and Hamnik Shalita. A amazing, amazing mahalach to understand these two sugyas. So before we start, there's a pashut kasha. How can you bring back this teacher who's misaking the children? He's endangering the kids. My high. So Beseder, he doesn't have any teacher is good, but you want the kids to stay alive. So let's be misadir the two sugyas. It's much better if you have the two gemaras in front of you, the Gittin and the Bechoros. So number one, in our Mishnah Bechoros, it says nine ze pasul, koin ze pasul, achi yedirena hana. But in Gittin, it says with a shinui, achi yadur hana. And Rashi also copied that in the Bar Mascha. So why in Bechoros she yedirena? And Rashi in Bechoros she yedirena, and in Gittin she yadur. Hachi yadur hana. Number two. Here in Bechoros, when I say here, I mean Bechoros. When I say there, I mean Gittin. Here, it says Ein Sarach Lefaritis Haneder, and there, it says Ein No Sarach Lefaritis Haneder. Like you can learn for 1,000 years and not even notice that. Number three, here, it says Madrina Le Adas Rabim, Amar Ameimar. And there, the Girs is the Madrina Le'aldas Rabim De Amar Amemar. And then we bring the statement of Amemar, who says that Hilchasa Filaman De Amar Nadu Shidab Rabbi Yishlo Afara, but Aldas Rabim Ein Lo Afar. There it says De Amar Amemar. The Bach and the Shita Mekubetzes parenthetically here want to be Goritz De'amar also. Number four, here it says Sheladvar Mitzvah Shel Afara Ki Ahu Dimikri Dardike Adre Ravacha Dika Pasha Biyanuke V'Hadre Avina Delo Ashkech Dehava Diya Kavase. It says Dimikri. There it says Ki Ahu Mikri, not Dimikri, not that he taught. Mikri, teacher. De'adre, instead of Adre here. There it says De'adre. Al das rabim dehava, and not deka, like it says there. Pasha biyanuke. V'hadre ravina delo ishtakach dediek. There it says ashkach dehava, delo ava ashkach dehava diek kavase. And here, and in Gittin, there it says delo ishtakach dediek kavase. He didn't find anybody who was as precise as him. So seemingly it's the same thing, but why all these changes in the lashonos of the sugyas? Need to understand these chalukim. Number five, Badas Rashi, we find stiras mamish. Here in Maseches Bechoros, Rashi learns that someone's nose nasha b'avera, haynu shenose grusha v'chalutza. Rashi used lashonos shemos of avera, grusha v'chalutza, and he didn't say. Puzzle. Le kahuna. He didn't talk about them being puzzle le kahuna. He just said the shamus of the Aveira. She's a grusha and a grusha and a chalutza are the Averas. That he's marrying grusha and a chalutza. But he doesn't mention the psul. And according to this parish, it comes out. That we don't allow this coin to do the avoda as a gather of knas on the maisa avera that he was osekin, since he's nose grusha v'chalutza, there's a knas. You have to separate from these wives till you make a neder. You're not allowed to work in the base of mikdash. But in Maseches Gittin, Rashi was marich to emphasize that since kohen zeh was nose nashim psulos lekahuna mechilam alavdin shel psul la'avoda. Wow. So there Rashi says that there were psulos l'kahuna. Kohen and Nosei Noshim, psulos l'kahuna, pasul la'avoda. So there it's mamash a psul. Here it seems like a knas, that she's a grusha and a chalutz, so she has to separate from them. But there it's a psul. So we have to understand the difference. Number six, stir in a flaw bein apirushim, sherei kan piresh. What does Rashi say here? That it says actually direna hana, hainu shenoder, shelo tehana mimena, vuhu mimena. He's not getting enough from her, from him. In other words, a regular neder, lios mudar hana mechaver, but in Gittin Rashi's mechadesh, ach yadar hana, she yadar hana mimenu, ligarsha. So he's getting hana, a neder of hana from her, he's making a neder, not to get hana from her, until he divorces her. Ach yadar mimena hana, ligarsha. He makes a neder not to get hana from her, to divorce her. In other words, it's not stam a mudar hana. It's a neder that includes a hischaivus figerishin inside of the yisr hana. It's a difference. There it's stam a neder of hana, and here in Bechor it's a stam a neder of hana. In Gittin, it's a neder of hana that includes the obligation to divorce her. So it doesn't say exactly what the lashon is, but you see there's a stir in the Perushim in Rashi, number 7. Here it says that the chiyuv to be mefaris a neder is shaychei tel habala hatir nidro. When you have to be mefaris your neder, when you're coming to be mati your neder, and there in Maseches Gittin, it says hanisha lachacham al nidro, not habala hatir nidro, hanisha lachacham al nidro. Number 8, here it says you have to be mefaris al man nadar. There it says heich nadar ha neder hazeh. So what's these? We have to understand how he was noder this neder. So we have to understand the differences, the shinui, and we have to understand why Rashi said one way in one sugya, once the one way in another sugya. Here Rashi explained number 9, that we learn in the bright side of the coin is noder for Oved, it's coming to say that it's enough for him to be noder hana, and then he can work in the Beis HaMikdash even though he wasn't Megarisher. But there in Gittin, after he was Mevar, and one this in one dibur, Rashi brings a new dibur, and Rashi says the word Yored. Yored min havod alachar shesiyim u'megarsha. After he finishes the avod, he's a megarisher. So it's mashma that he has to do this immediately. So that's a stira gedola. But in our sugya, doesn't say that he had that. Doesn't say yored that he has to go down and do it. Which implies right away. Rashi skips that whole thing. But here, but over there in Gittin, Rashi says, Yored min avod alachar shesiyim u'megarsha. Right when he finishes, he goes and he finishes with her. Number 10. Here in Bechoros, Rashi didn't toil and bother to explain. There Maseches Gittin, Rashi says, what's Neder al Das Rabim? Kach yomer l'areini, medir enos chal datenu, or medir yal datenu. So again, why the difference, and why each one in each sugya? Number 11, in our sugya, it says that, it says, amem rahanim l'dvarishus. Hanim ili, Rashi says, de'ein lo hafara l'neder shud al Das Rabim. In other words, this din of ein lo hafara, it's shaykh only binyanei rishus, and it's not noeg binyan mitzvah. When is it not no hafara? For an Eder Shudal Das Rabim, only Binyanei Rishus. But it's not Noeg, Binyanei Mitzvah. But there in Maseches Gittin, Rashi's Mefarish, Be'arichus, Tahani Mili, She'ein Srichim Lahafa Rasa, Letzarech Dvar Mitzvah. So there Rashi's Mechadesh, that there is Hafara, B'dvar Mitzvah, is because Srichim Lahafa Rasa. She'ein Srichim Lahafa Rasa, Letzarech Dvar Mitzvah. And because of this, Rashi's Mechadesh, that it's all talo in our cheshbon when we need a safara, but not in his cheshbon of when to be mefer. It's talo in us. Rashi says here in Gittin, Hani Mili, when is it? She'ain srichim lahafarasa. Letzarech Dvar Mitzvah. Vahani Mili the Dvar Rishus. That's only the Dvar. Vahani Mili the Dvar Rishus. She'ein Srichim Lahafaraso. Letzarech Dvar Mitzvah. Hani Mili. In other words, Hani Mili. This applies only when the vow seeks to annul his public vow. For an optional purpose, in other words, the vow prevents him only from engaging in some optional activity. Aval advar mitzvah, but when he seeks to annul the vow for an obligatory purpose, for a mitzvah, then yesh lo hafara. It's a neder al das ram l'dvar mitzvah, and there is hafar, even though it was made on the public consensus. That's what Rashi says. Hani mili, v'hani mili dvar rishus, she'ein tzrichim l'hafarasa. That's our dvar mitzvah. Only the dvar rishus. There's no hafara, but the dvar mitzvah. That we don't need a safara for a dvar mitzvah. But if it would be for a dvar mitzvah, then we would be mayfair. But again, this that we're mayfair is totally in our cheshbon. When we need a safara for a dvar mitzvah, Rashi doesn't say that in Bechoros. Hani mili the dvar rishus. Shein tzrichim lafrosel dvar mitzvah. That's the dvar rishus. You're not made al das rabim because we don't need a safara for a dvar mitzvah. But if it's a bar mitzvah, then b'vadai, you are mefer, like we have at the Makwi Dardiki. So that's a big stira. Why in Bechoros is not totally in our cheshbon? But in Gittin, it's totally in our cheshbon, whether we need a zafar or not. Tzrichim l'hafarasa. So how are we going to deal with all of these problems? Therefore, it would appear that Rashi understood, says Harav Hamnik Shlita, that there's not one sugya that's in two places. It's two different sugyas. And the Gemara brought the Ikar Shita in one place, and the Tafel one, the secondary one, in the other place. In the Sefer Marbel Saper on Meseches Psachim, Famnik writes, Varichus, that any Mishnah that has a sugya, Vimakoma, that has a Gemara, not Zeraim and Taris, but it has a Gemara, and then they have a sugya there on that Mishnah, and then the Gemara is Kovea, the sugya elsewhere. So that's a sign that the second sugya is Shaloka Halacha. But it's still important. Beloka halacha. And that's why in Gittin it says Achi Direna. In Gittin in Bukhara it says Achi Direna. In Gittin it says Achi Yadur. Rashi understood that the yisod for the chiluk between the girsos is as follows. That we can make the following chakira. In this din of kohen and nosei nashim ba'avera, that we don't allow him to work in the mikdash, and if he works, his avodah is pasul. Is it a knas, midivrei chachamim, and a shtadlis to try to separate him from iser? But there's no din psul lekohen, or no. They are machadish together psul lekohen b'drabanan. The domel din cholam and atar of misha aviv nasa psula, beholid also v'kam misha over al surei kohuna, v'nisuin. They were meichel on this person, Hashem psul de rabban and linyan avoda. Just like you have a cholom in a Torah, he's a pasul. This guy's also a pasul. Or no, it's just a knas, and we penalize him for this avera, and we want us him to separate. But it's not a din psul kahuna. And another chakira is What's the gedder sibas ha'isser? Is the psul because of his avera? Or because of the psul of his wives, of his wife? So Rashi understood that these two chakiras are totally one and the other. That if there's a knas and a shtadlis separating from isser, so then we learn that the reason is that it's his maisa avera, that since he's over avera with these nisuin, we ask him from working, and if he works out all this puzzle, so then it's all on him, it's a knas on him, and the sibas isser is his avera. But if it's a psul that they're meichel on this person, that they place on this person because of this marriage with psulos, so then we learn that the psul of the isha causes the isser, and psul that applies to him. The psul is not tali in the avera, the psul is tali in the isha, that he's married to a psul, so he becomes psul. So the lashon of the Mishnah is that this psul is shayach b'kohen hanosei nashim. So what does that sound like? That sounds like they're nesuei psul. Because if it's mitzad the avera shebedavar, the ikar avera is totally in the bia, not in the nesuin. So from a nosei nashim, it sounds more like it's a psul. However, hemshech lashon and mishnah is ba'avera. So it's mashma that the sibas apsul is the avera. And then it says a lashon of pasul. So this would imply that it's a psul mamish. So therefore, it can go both ways. However, it says something else in the Mishnah. It says this din in the Mishnah, together with the din of Kohen Matam LeMeisim, that we pass them with his Makam himself not to be Matam LeMeisim. And there it's Pashat that there's not a Siba of Psul. It's an Avera. It's not something that passes, it's not something that disqualifies him. It's the Avera. Those are the two sides here. Is it the Avera that he did? Or is that he's disqualified? Is it an Avera that he did and it's a Kenatz, or he's disqualified? So from the fact that he's Matam LeMeisim, that's not a disqualification. That's an Avera. Therefore, it's better to explain the psul of Nashim, Nosei Nashim Ba'Avera, because of the Avera. Like someone who's Matam LeMeisim. And therefore, Rashi says in the Mishnah, and in Sugah Avera, that is the Nosei Nashim Ba'Avera, Haina Gusha V'L'Chalutza. These are Shem Shel Isser. It's an our Sugah. The Avera, he did an Avera of Grusha and Avera of Chalutza. So the psul of the Avoda comes because of the Avera. And it's not Talui in the psul Kohun of Nashim. However, in Gittin, he brings the Mishnah Tanan, quotes the Mishnah, and he only brings the Reisha without the Seifa of Kohen Amatami LeMeisim, so it's Mashi the Rashi learns. Rashi learns. Lefi Pshuto Shaloshon Hanose, which is a Gedr Shal Psul Avoda, Shechilu Anashim Apsulos, and if Rashi explains, Kohen Anose Anashim Psulos Lekuna Patsul Avoda. So there Rashi omits the second half of the Mishnah, and it implies that because there it's an Avera, the second half of the Mishnah. But Rashi skips that because Rashi's learning it that in Gittin, Pshat in the Mishnah is that it's a Psul. And therefore Rashi writes, Koine Nashi Nashi Psulos Lekahuna, Pasal Avodas, they disqualify him. So we already explained that if the Sibas Psul is because of his Avera, then we learn that the Ikar is Tali B'Biya Shalom Grusha V'Chalutza, and Lashin Asun is Lav Davka, and if so, that it says Achi Direna Hana. Why is he making an eder of Hana? Is that he shouldn't have beer with her? Because that's the ikar problem. The ikar problem is that he's having beer with these forbidden women. And that's what Rashi explains in the Sugya. That the Yisod HaDin of HaKoin Mutu Lavod Mishanadar Shilote Hana Mimena Vuhu Mimena Shaydei Isser Hana Zemizeh Harayu Neser Milavu Aleh. So in our sugya, Rashi says that the yisod of the din of the coin is allowed to do the avoda. That when from the time he makes a nether, that she's not going to get enough from him and not him from her, because of the yisur hana, now he's not allowed to have bia with her. And if there's no bia, there's no avera. There in Maseches Gittin, Adi Sarah, the Psula, the Kohen Lavodah, is Tali B'Nisuin Leisha Psula. So if so, the Psula isn't Tali B'Bi, it's Tali B'Nisuin Leisha. And if we find the Heter Al Yidei Neder, Hainu Neder Gamor, Shlo Yohane Abal Me'ishto Ad Shigare Shosa. So if there's a Heter Al Yidei Neder, that has to be an absolute neder, that he's not going to get Hana until he absolutely divorces her. It's not just a matter of not getting Hana from her, not having Bia, but it's a matter of Mamish divorcing her. Because he's married to her Bipsul, and she passels him. And that's why Rashi says, Shiyadur Hana Mimena Lagarsha, therefore Rashi says, he has to Mamish be Megarish her. He has to Mamish be Megarish her, because the very fact that he's married to her is the problem. So these are the differences between the Sugya. The Sugya here in Bechoros is the Avera, and the Ikar Avera is the Bia, and therefore he just has to make sure there's going to be no more Bia. And then there, the Ikar Avera is the Psul. The Ikar Palm is the Psul, and therefore the Psul is as long as he's married to her, and he has to make sure he makes Hanada to actually divorce her. And that's Medukduk Ba'atakas Lashana Mishnah B'Shinui. Because here we learn that this coin is Pasal Achi Yadirena Hana. So it's Mashma Hana Zemizeh. Not getting Hana from each other. There the Lashon is Achi Yadur Hana. Yadur is Mashma, it's all totally in him and not in her. It's not they're not getting Hana from each other, just him from her. Because it's all totally in him. He's not made her from getting Hana from him, just him from her. And therefore we explain that he's mechayiv himself not to get Hana from her until he divorces her. And therefore Rashi there says the lashon of Shiyadur. Not a matter of them getting Hana from each other in the Maisabiyah, but rather he has to make sure not to get any Hana from her until he divorces her, because he can't be married to her. So it's Tali Baker and him that he has to make sure to separate from this woman who disqualifies him. It's not a matter of them getting Hana from each other, it's just a matter of him divorcing her, expelling her, because she's passeling him. So Rashi emphasizes that he has to be Shiyadur, just he himself has to make sure to be Meidir Hana until Lagarsha. Make sure not only is he not going to get Hana, but he's going to make sure to divorce her. Because it's the Etzim Nesum that's the problem, not the Bia. So we have a big chilik between the Sugyas, Ba'avonis Din Shel Heter Avoda Idei Neder. According to our Sugya, this Heter is effective to remove the whole Sibas Apsul, because there's a Knas and his Isser, and there's a Shtadlis to be Mavashim from Isser. The Guf Isser is the Maisa Bia, and not the Matzav of Nisuin. So therefore he makes the Neder not to get any Hana. Now Lu Yitzuri, that would be clear to us, that he's not going to have any Bia with her, like he's in jail, or she's in jail, she's in captivity, then we don't care if he doesn't divorce her, or if she can't get a get, and he can continue working, because he's no longer a Bal Aveira. And if so, it's enough Meikar Adin B'Meidur Hana. Sha Zeno Yachal Lavo Ela. As long as he's not going to have Bia, that's the Ikar. And there's no reason to pass it as Avoda. And if Lu Yitzuyer, that they can't have Bia, so we don't even care if he divorces her. And according to our Suga, we explain No Deva Ove. Yerudu Megaresh, that's coming to say, Shekoz Man Shanad Rabal. Or Matthew Him Lavod, and he doesn't have to divorce in order to work. He can divorce whenever he wants. Shelo B'Shas Avoda. But it doesn't say he has to divorce her immediately. And if she's not in town, you can wait around. And according to our Sugya, it's enough if she's made her Himana. Because the Ikar is that they should separate. Or Viladas is Sugya Begitten. Hare etzem hanisuin liisha psula mechalav shem psula gabe avoda. So the very nisuin to this woman who's pasul gives him a shame pasul, a gabe avoda. So it doesn't matter that he doesn't have beer with her. It's only gerushin. Therefore it says, no derva ovid yoredu megaresh. He's got to do it right away. There's no waiting around. The very fact that he's married to this woman is mechal asibas psul. So he has to do it as quickly as possible. So we let him finish his avoda and he has to get rid of her. Rashi writes there, yored min avoda lachar shesim umagarsha. Either, in other words, even after the heter of Medir Hana, he has to divorce her immediately. Acharsiyam avodah, and if he doesn't, then there's going to be no more working. He has to make sure to do it right away. Otherwise, no more avodah. Okay, so we're not finished. There's still a lot more to explain. But Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, we will do so in B'li Neder, in the next shir, B'li Neder, and we will continue seeing the flows Mitaras Hashem. Shalom.